Blog Talk Radio.
Divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity. You are listening now live to the Divine Friends, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Oloye Obeya Bokur, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic. defensive and offensive, from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is truly and indeed a blessing, you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my ever-living reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, my works, my manifestation, my demonstration along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the divine person, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. That place from where I begin and that place from where I realize and crystallize all my endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine, all-blessed reality. And so it is, Ashe. I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live this Saturday, May 14th, 2016, and always an archive at your leisure and convenience, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally, from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince. I am truly honored and always grateful for the opportunity to be with you in this shared sacred space here, Hoodoo, New Orleans, Voodoo, Secrets and Recipes. I'm often, not often, daily, put in a position to defend, protect, promote, educate, re-educate, as it relates to not only New Orleans voodoo, but New Orleans voodoo in general, as it is manifest among the Africans here, born and raised in the U.S. And indeed, it is a constant, ongoing battle, a constant, ongoing attempt to undo, rewrite, block out, banish, bury and do away with all of the negatives that continue to be sort of, associated with voodoo or painted onto voodoo. And a great deal of what's happening now in current modern times has no real basis in anything other than ignorance and then, of course, capitalism and commercialism. And I won't digress too much. We've talked about that many times here on this show. But today I want to talk about how we move forward, how we manifest our talk and move beyond blogs and cute posts and resharing of other folks' pictures, other folks' documents, and really commit to becoming a part of this tradition personally, individually, and for yourself. And I only have 30 minutes today, so I'm going to get right in there and get to the point and keep it moving, as it were. I will be providing readings and divination today, as I always do on Saturdays in this historic and legendary French Quarter. And I am available at Earth Odyssey, 306 Charters Street, 306 Charter Street in the French Quarter, New Orleans, Louisiana. Our number there is 504-581-1348. You should always call and make an appointment. We do accept walk-ins, but let me tell you, it's really rare that people are really able to just sort of walk in and get an appointment, because we're usually booked and sometimes overbook. So we, as always, appreciate humbly your support, your continued patronage, all of you who come by and visit us there at Earth Odyssey for your crystal, minerals, fossils, stone. We most certainly do appreciate you, but we are also always available for readings and consultations. And we do also provide phone readings and consultations at Earth Odyssey. So give us a call at 504-581-1348. And, of course, I'm always available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by way of my website at houseofthedivineprince.com, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, and always on keen.com, at keen.com/divine, plus sign, prince, /divine+5, prince. All is truly and indeed a blessing. The general foundation, 50% of who we are, what we do, how we manifest, what we manifest, as it were, voodoo, particularly voodoo as it manifests here in the state, is through ancestral worship. We stand on, we get by on our ancestors. And indeed, it is their blood, sweat, tears, effort, planning, programming that gives us life, gives us manifestation as physical human beings here and now in this present time. But more importantly, spiritually, energetically. And we all but need to tune in and tap in to that and apply that in our lives to begin to really open the door to spirit, spirit manifestation, spirit communication, and ultimately to that spirit that fuels unity, that fuels the grassroots effort that many of us claim, repost about, reshare about, sort of give lip service to. But when it comes to the activity, the doing, the result, and let me tell you, everything gives us a guidepost as to where we are and where we're moving, not just the positive, but even the negative. And there's a way to look at the negative and view the negative in a way that corrects itself, removes the problem, and fuels us further. But it is not in the promotion of the negative. It is not in the worship and in the idolization of negative energies and negative posts and negative comments. I'm shocked and amazed sometimes at the people who are claiming consciousness, religion, high religions at that, ritualized practices with deep philosophies and deep Odu and deep coded understanding that goes along with these traditions. And to post and to reshare can often mask where a person really is in their understanding. It is when they go into their feelings, as when they start speaking in their own words, that we really begin to see what the platform really is, what's really manifesting, what the fruit is really being produced from this particular tree. So when people get into profanities and name calling and politicized stuff, you know, it's shocking and amazing to me. It shows just how limited your knowledge base is, your study is, your mentorship have been, and it's not a good look. It's not a good thing. And when we are looking for solutions to, resolution to what the problem is, what's going on, how come we can't move further as a people, as a community, we can only look to the demonstration. I'm a little bit older than some of you who are listening now, and then I have many listeners who are, you know, right there in my peer group. But back in the 60s, the 70s, the early time, the early days of quote-unquote consciousness, if you will, particularly among blacks in America, but people of color in general in the United States, there was a term that was commonly used, and I use it every day when I come on the show. It's demonstration. Demonstration. Talking about protesting, carrying signs, you know, proselytizing. I'm talking about the manifestation, the demonstration of your knowledge, of your power, of your spiritual connectedness, of the efficacy of what you claim to know and how that shows up. Not just in our suit, our costume, our masking. We can all buy any look. We can learn a disposition. Sometimes quiet people aren't quiet because you're erudite. You're quiet to contain your foolishness. And you're wise enough to do so. So demonstration is not about, again, the post, the reshare, the outside look, wearing red, black, and green, red, gold, and green, wearing, you know, a kufi, wearing elekis and orisha beads, wearing crystals and stones. But it's truly about how we relate to God, to spirit, and to humanity, to each other. We see it in who throws their litter out the car window versus who doesn't. We see it in who wastes their water and who doesn't. We see it in who continues to harm their bodies and harm their spirits with things that are not helpful, that are not wholesome. We can all speak religion. We can all speak math. We can all speak philosophy. And it doesn't mean you get it. You know, we can. It's like learning a song, learning a poem, quoting a script, memorizing your lines, and then regurgitating that. And there's quite a bit of that. There's an element that promotes sharing, resharing, in social media, on the internet. But when it comes to real time value, which can be done over the internet, but it's often done at the grassroots level every day, how you treat the individual at the counter, how you treat, you know, the individual in business, how you communicate your feelings, your goals, your ideas to your friends and your family. There's no way to separate that from who you truly are. We learn to dress up. We learn to mesh. We learn not to leave our houses naked, if you will, in a very physical, mechanical sense. But we're also doing it, particularly in the West, but I believe it's to be human nature. It's probably going on all over the world, even in the smallest village. We mask our true feelings, our true ideas, our true understanding based on opposition. And I'm using words that are not necessarily extremely aggressive. Opposition, challenge, I believe, is a part of the natural cycle of life. Dealing with weather every day, you know, we could use words like opposition, challenge. You know, you don't want too much sun exposure. You don't want to be caught out in the rain and the storm. You know, wind damage. You know, there are natural forces that buffet the planet, that buffet life, that buffet us literally and figuratively. And what happens is at the microcosmic level happens at the macrocosmic level. What happens to us literally is also happening to us spiritually to some degree. That's where the crossroads is. That's where the gateway is, the doorway of understanding is. So it's not always that you're going to get or understand or know the right language to demonstrate, explain, and experience some unknown mystery, some unknown knowledge to you, something you don't understand about life. But the language itself, the packaging itself, often is a direct result of the demonstration. It is not how you act when things are going well, when things are at peace, when people are honoring and worshiping you, when people are saying exactly what you want to hear, when people are keeping it limited and not going beneath the surface. But it's when we get to the meat, the material, it's where the work is. That's where the hard stuff is. And so we can often tell, I say this almost every day when I'm doing readings, I can tell often before you get past that curtain. I can tell often before my phone rings on King what I'm about to deal with. There are certain processes that I have in place that are unique to me, that are unique to the Divine Prince, that are unique to the House of the Divine Prince and our ministry, our practice. And that is natural to all Elays, all houses, all home forwards within this tradition. It's just like families. You know, your family has your way of doing things, your way of cooking, your way of, you know, organizing your kitchen. You know, it's a very unique thing, but we all have a kitchen, pretty much. We all have a stove, you know, a refrigerator, you know, unless you're in a unique circumstance. But there's a very personalized, individualized way that things are done. But there's a foundation that runs through it. If you're truly, authentically operating in any of these traditions. And the most basic of them is divination. Divination. Now, each path has its system of divination. Who performs the divination? What you should have divination done for? But the system itself, 16 principles, 256 odus or signs or letters, is universal to all of these paths, to include voodoo. That does not mean that people in these traditions of Ianifa, Babalawo, Elagun, Orisha priests, even Oloye, doesn't mean that they don't utilize other systems, other mediums, expose themselves to universal knowledge and awareness, but there is a basic, fundamental, ancestral core to these traditions that can't be skated, that can't be denied, that can't be overlooked, particularly as it relates to authenticating under titles, positions, and then providing this work. I'm getting some disturbing emails sometimes from how things are being done, what things are not being done, and people seeking direction. Not only from me, but from the elders that surround me, that I'm connected to. And don't assume you know everything about me. You know, some of you were shocked and amazed yesterday when you discovered that I have, that my connections and my roots run deep, deep in these traditions. That's why I'm a Pan-African spiritualist. I'm not a Babalawo. I'm not specific to your path or his path or her path. I know too much, too many different paths. I've been exposed to too many different paths. I've had initiations. I don't make that the center focus of my discussion because it's center focus of the discussion. already we spend too many hours, we've spent too many years in terms of internet time, all the way back to Yahoo 360, fighting over past traditions, houses, how people are doing this, that, and the other. And many of the symptoms from that, people having bad work done, people having health issues, financial issues, relationship complications, personal conflicts within their spirit houses, that hasn't changed. It evolves every 5-7 years. It evolves, you know, new technology, new connections. But this internet, and I say it all the time, has also allowed for new faces, new names, new identity. I'm one of the few people that hasn't altered their identity in this process. And Facebook forced many of us to uncover true identity. They demanded that many people submit IDs and reveal their government names and, you know, this, that, and the other. So that caused some shakeup in terms of what people were representing and how they were identifying. I'm noticing here lately that we're getting a bunch of faces and identities again, which is why I rarely add people that I have less than 100 contacts in connection with. I rarely add people who have less than, you know, 100 or more friends or contacts on their own page. You know, you come to me and you only got 8 friends, all 8 of them friends are on my page, but there are 8 people that I've never met. And sometimes I do things in social media to identify people that I have real world relationships with. I did that over the course of the last couple of days in some of my posts, and I responded with some very specific things about people. I didn't respond specifically about you. It wasn't a slight, but it suggests that I don't know you. You're an internet connection. We've never had a phone conversation. We've never met in person. We've never had email contact. I have more lengthy communications with people in West Africa than often many of us right here in the States. You know, we're ducking and dodging and hiding and reserved and private. I know some of y'all don't like those words. So you're reserved and you're private and people don't need to know your business. And yeah, I get it. I get it. But you're also flirting with disingenuous. Inauthenticity, if not outright fakery, you know. So you can't be mad if I don't respond personally to your instant messages. You don't even have a profile picture. You don't even have a picture with you or anyone else human on your profile. You're a bot to me. You're an automated profile. So I'm not obligated to have some personal communication with that. I want to make it clear that I'm available 24 hours a day, but I have a very clear protocol. I just ask people to acknowledge that. Otherwise, I wouldn't sleep, eat, I have opportunity to do much of anything outside of respond to random instant messages, random phone calls with no context to them. It's one thing to send an empty message, you know, and not get a response, but then to do it continually and not identify yourself, not be clear about what it is that you desire. And it's also an indication of what people are not willing to do to help themselves. Once you've heard the voicemail and you've heard the instructions, and then you still decide not to acknowledge that, you can't really expect that I'm going to call you back randomly. I wish I could. I wish I had that kind of time. I just don't. And that will be increasing in coming days. our opportunity to move forward into a more appropriate structure is right upon us. We're being blessed. Oludamare is pulling out all stops for us in terms of getting us to the place that we need to be. And I'm humbled and honored by those of you who are in touch with Spirit, who are hearing from Spirit, who are relaying that back to me, who are in support of many of the endeavors that we are now actively moving forward with. I am unfortunately out of time, as I always do here on Block Talk Radio. I will have to move forward, but I will be returning tomorrow high noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Block Talk Radio with more Hoodoo, New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes on Block Talk Radio, remembering that all is truly and indeed a blessing. Asha.
Congo Square. The Omus Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. A sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. The Omus Indians prepared this place for us. Centuries before our arrival. Congo Square, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. And as the colonizers came, our host, the Omus Indians, they pushed aside our host. The colonizers came and pushed aside our host and introduced us in chains. And by the late 1700s, we somehow, recognizing the sacredness of Les Places de Congo, we somehow, and the how of our somehow persuasive methodologies is not clear at this moment. The how is not clear. How our persuasive methodologies worked is not clear at this moment, but nevertheless, even as slaves, we crafted and created a space where we could be free to be we. And thusly we countered the sacrilegiousness of the French, giving great homage to our ancestors as well as giving praise and thanks to our red-blooded brothers and sisters. This is an oral libation toast to Congo Square, to Native Americans, to our ancestors who made a circle out of a square and gave us a way to stay ourselves, save ourselves from the transformatory ugliness of America, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life. Which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life and celebrates death with crosses and crosses, double and triple crosses, the middle passage, the first cross, Christianity, the double cross, and capitalism, the ultimate triple coup de grace cross of our captivity. But the terror of crosses notwithstanding, we sang. We beat, we be, we was and is. Hail Congo Square, Congo, Congo Square. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us. Inside the beat of us, our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us until we are ready to release them into a world that we recreate. A world heralded by the beat, be, beat, being, beating, being of black heart drums. Heart beat, heart beat, heart beat. at this place, be heart, beat, be we, beating place in new world space, beating being in place in new world, preserving our ancient pace. Our dance is the God walk, our music the God talk. First thing we do, let's get together, circle ourselves into community. No beginning, no end, connected together and singing, ringing, singing in a ring. Second, let's be original, aboriginal, be what we were before we became what we are. Be Bambula dance, be Banza music, and sing song words which have no English translation. Third, let us remember. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. The bounce, the blood flow, the feel, the spirit grow, energy. Must retain and pass on the essential usness that others want to dissipate, whip out Hello. Of us.
Whoa!
But no matter. No matter how much of us they prohibit, no matter how much of us they prohibit, deep inside us is us. Deep inside us is us. Remains us inside and needs only the beat to set us free. The beat to free us. It is morning. A sun day, a feel without shade, but dark, dark with the people black of us in various shades, eclipsing the sun with our elegance. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. Beat Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Beat, be. Beat, be. Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Be